Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. You reached the fraud department. May I have your first and last name?
There you did.
Thank you. One moment. Okay, and how may I help you today?
Yeah, you received 75 or $6.97 for why? I didn't get anything, and I never ordered anything.
Okay, well, I can assist you with that. Now, I do see that you were charged for the Vigor Light male enhancement supplements. Someone had ordered them back on December the 7th. The initial shipping and handling charge would have been $6.49. Does any of that sound familiar?
No, I don't know.
Okay, and has anything such as male enhancement items been delivered to you?
It was not delivered to us.
Okay, now if you did not order them and you did not receive them,
I can file this
as a fraudulent claim. I do have to let you know that every case of fraud is for a pending investigation, and that any false claim of fraud could result in a penalty. And as long as you're sure you did not order the items, I can file this as a fraudulent claim and process a refund. Would you like for me to proceed with that?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. Okay, so I can go ahead and process the refunds today, and it would take 3 to 5 business days to go back to your account.
Okay. How much is that?
Well, there were 4 separate charges of $97.57, $72.97, $7.48, and
$6.49. What was the last two?
$7.48 and $6.49.
No, that I received that. 7. What was that? Just the gummy?
Yes, sir. It was the male enhancement supplement.
Yeah, but the thing is, why is 97 and 72?
The items were on a trial basis. Your trial ended, so you were charged the full price.
I don't want that.
Okay, so well, your account has been canceled. And is there anything else I could help you with?
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.